Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to detail the latest developments in election fraud proven red-handed in New Hampshire this hour. A bunch of economic news as well. You've been holding long enough, though. Let's go to your calls. Richard in Maryland. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, long-time listener.
Welcome.
I'd like to talk about the United States Gold Depository at Fort Knox. Do you know how much gold there is?
They have not allowed an assessment since the 50s, but the word is it's all been transferred out.
Well, after an hour and a half, I got a hold of a Miss Ham, H-A-M-M, at 502.
Hold on, sir. We can't give... Who is this number you're trying to give out?
It's a public number to the gold depository.
Okay, so you called Fort Knox, and before we give the number out, what did she say?
I spent an hour and a half talking to everybody, and I finally got a hold of this woman at Fort Knox.
And what did she say?
She said they had 147,300,000 ounces of gold.
Well, they have not even allowed Congress, as if Congress doesn't run the country, to get in there since the 50s. And Ron Paul believes that's a lie. And, I mean, it's even on MSNBC that they believe the gold's been transferred out.
Told,
well, did you tell her to let us see it?
I have the public. I have a number that I call her on my telephone.
So we can call her and she can tell us what?
She can tell us how much gold there is at Fort Knox.
But they won't let you see it.
No. Hmm? Now, guess what else I found out? The gold held in reserve is not held at market value. It's held at $42 an ounce. And they are not buying any more gold. There is no more gold being put into reserves.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Look, people can call Fort Knox if they want. Congress, they won't even answer Congress's questions. We're run by private banks. Federal Reserve owns the country. They paid out the politicians in 1913. That's what happened. Since then, they've been transferring the gold out of there. We know that. They've been caught doing it, and they won't let anybody do an assessment. They have a small room with a little bit of gold in it for tours that people can see through some bars. And no one's allowed in. Congress isn't allowed to see it. No assessment, no audit has been done. They just say, trust us. We're the government. We love you. Eric in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I enjoy listening to your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
And about the guy calling Fort Knox, if he actually believes that, he needs to wake up. Another thing, I was listening to The Dictator last night, and he mentioned something about that they were going to have North American, I guess, summit in New Orleans in April. And I was wondering if you could find out exactly when and post it on your site or something.
Well, if you go to SPP.gov, they'll tell you when the next summit's going to be.
SPP?
Yes, sir.
.gov. All right, because I want to protest it. I know it don't help, but, you know.
Well, they reportedly don't allow demonstrations or any type of protest anymore in New Orleans. A bunch of black folks peaceably... About a month ago, we're out there, and the cops just literally pull out clubs and start beating them in the head. It's all part of the new freedom.
Well, that'd be more than just me, so.
No, I understand. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll go out there. That sounds like something interesting to cover.
So it's SPP.gov.
Absolutely, and I'm on their website right now.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, sir. The last meeting they had was August 20th, 2007. During the North American Leaders Summit in Montebello, Canada. And I'm going to look for upcoming summits here during the break. Maybe have an answer for you on the other side.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon 222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 Sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I just spent a few minutes in the press releases at the North American Union Holding Company, SPP, and couldn't find them mentioning an April North American Union meeting in New Orleans, but I will. I'm going to Google that during the next break. Right now we're about to go back to your calls. That big story I told you to look for is at the top of PrisonPlanet.com. Harris calls for resignations in New Hampshire recount fiasco. This is a detailed article. This is the one that's got to go supernova. And then when you read more into the article, it gets into how she's calling it a criminal enterprise. That is extremely strong from her. This is it. I mean, you understand, you, the listeners, predominantly contributed to the Granny Warriors. The Patriot Movement contributed to this. The Republican candidate went there. Mr. Howard, Albert Howard, and he paid for it, $56,000, plus the thousands to fly him out there and for him to stay there in a hotel. And people said, well, if it's a fraud, why are you paying for a recount? And we said, because we are going to give fight every time the enemy shows themselves. See, that's the whole point. We sent people, Bev Harris did, with her investigators, quite a few people with felonies. They are behind bars in Ohio right now. Other individuals are behind bars for election fraud around the nation. More and more are going to prison. So just because people are committing murders, we don't then just say, okay, let's legalize murder. We then go out and we hunt them down. We catch them. We get the evidence. and we send them before a jury of the peers, and then we send them to prison, or we send them to the electric chair. That's how that works. And so this was a prime opportunity for us all over the country, and there was fraud in South Carolina and fraud in Nevada and fraud in Louisiana, and that's now come out. Ron Paul's saying that finally. That's good. I think they realize how much it hurt the campaign that they didn't give fight in New Hampshire. I didn't agree with it, but I'm sticking with the team. They're not perfect. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. But the point is that ought to make a lot of you really happy. But we need a story on that. I wish we didn't have to do it all. I didn't have to flog my writers to get all this done. But we need to point out Ron Paul's done the right thing. See, the problem with this election fraud is once they start engaging in it, you kind of just give into it and go, oh, that's the way it is. You know, they just do it. Oh, the first time we're real upset in New Hampshire. And then after in the other states it happens, and we just kind of go, oh, well, it's just, what do you do? This is an opportunity. It's an opportunity if they don't cheat. Ron Paul wins and becomes the next president. If they cheat, we wake up a bunch of people about the private Federal Reserve and the wars and the New World Order and the inflation tax and the currency and the rest of it. Huge awakening happening. Who would have ever thought you'd see Jay Leno talking about the Federal Reserve and talking about banking scams and MSNBC with Cramer and Ron Paul? I mean, who would ever thought you'd see this type of stuff on Bill Maher? Who would have ever thought, see? Who would have ever thought you'd see doctors and state legislators and congresspeople and the majority of the people at the EPA going public and saying, it's a chemical weapon, get fluoride out. It's now happening. We're having victories. Giving fight is the key. And I remember being 12 years old, and these bullies beat me up several times. And when I finally started fighting back, they just left me alone. Didn't mean three of them couldn't pile in and fight back, but I was still going to bust their nose, bust their lip. Didn't matter if they were 15, 16 years old. If they tackled me and had me down, I went ahead and bit one of them real hard. Blood was pouring out of his arm. And then they finally just left me alone. You see, you win by giving fight, ladies and gentlemen. I remember coming home when I was 11 or 12, and I told this story, and I had two black eyes, and I came home, and my mom hugged me. It was, oh, I'm so sorry. I think she made me some hot cocoa or something, and my dad came home. And he said, well, I mean, did you fight him back? He acted disgusted with me. That was the right thing to do. But I guess we're just macho down here in Texas. It's probably a bad decision, though, to go too far to the other extreme. The first time I put somebody in a hospital that attacked me, I remember my dad was kind of smiling and was proud of it. And I thought that was the thing to do. And the point is there's extremes in everything. We've got to be careful to moderate moderation. I agree with Benjamin Franklin on that. But you have to give fight, ladies and gentlemen. So we've done what you wanted. We did what you thought needed to be done. You, the listeners, gave the money. We did the recount, red-handed, 90-plus mile-an-hour car chases, catching the ballot van in some secret rendezvous with some spooky guy in a Jeep who then speeds off. Ballots are loaded on the van, sealed, pristine, in beautiful shape. They get off the van, torn open, ransacked with huge slits cut in them. They wouldn't lock them in the vault. They left them out in the open area in the building. Said, no, we're not going to put it in the vault. There's room. We're not going to. Get out of here. These seals are clearly for fraud. They come on and off. It's that type of plastic sticker, a stick-on. Post-it note, basically. Convicted narcotics trafficker running and all, caught with a trunk full of the data cards. Last election 2 years ago in 2006. In Connecticut, where he also runs the show. Driving around, caught by the police with a trunk full of the data cards during the election. And it goes on and on and on and on. And corporate, seasoned corporate crime investigator Bev Harris, who sent people to prison, who produced the HBO special Hacking Democracy, who normally is completely reserved, says this is a criminal enterprise. That's her quote. A criminal enterprise. We give you red-handed corruption. She's calling for resignation. She's calling for you to call the FBI. And again, we know that they'll get orders from higher ups to stand down. It doesn't matter. We need to put heat on these people, and if enough comes out, oh, there's a lot of good agents left. That's how people went to jail in Ohio, and they say, I'm not going to falsify that report. Because later, when all this comes out, I could go to prison, or I could go to jail. I'm not going to falsify that report. You can't have my job! We've interviewed a lot of those FBI agents on 9/11 who wouldn't falsify reports, who wouldn't shut up about how they were ordered to stand down and, quote, stop the hijackers. And they said, you can fire me. I'm going to the media. I'm not going to be an accomplice to this. That's the attitude that's going to save this country and save humanity. Not the attitude of just going along with all this stuff. I said I'd go to your calls. This is big news. Look, here it is. We broke with Babb, the fraud in New Hampshire. We had to break it. We put it out. You gave the money. Now they've been caught. What are you going to do with this article? Harris calls for resignations in New Hampshire, recount fiasco, vote fraud expert, convinced chain of custody is corrupt, says criminal enterprises at work. What are you going to do with this? Are you going to go ape with this or just decide, oh, let's just let them steal it? Now we got to call all the radio stations. Now you got to call the TV stations. Now you got to call the Associated Press in New Hampshire. This is what works. You get one AP article or one story on this in a mainstream press, it's going to become a national issue. Or they're just going to recount and cheat and say, oh, the kooks were wrong. Yeah, our system was right. Everything's fine with the machines. No, we've caught them. Now we have to get that out of the public. Or they're going to come out and say the recount came out and Obama did lose to Hillary and Paul got half the votes the polls said he would and the Easter Bunny is real. The ball is in your court. I'm going to get more into this later. Who's up next here? Tony in Florida. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Just kind of responding to what you've been talking about today. It is. It's rampant deception. These criminals have been throwing it in our face. They've been ramping it up in the last 10 years now. They're just throwing it in your face. And I get angry too, Alex. I get very, very angry. But I have to keep it in because that can be used against me. So I have to, you know, go along like when I went today to go vote. All these new machines there. You ask a simple question. Of course, I look at it and I see how flawed it is. People, elderly old ladies behind the machines, you really don't know how to operate them. You ask questions and they are frightened. What are they been told? They just kind of silently with smiles, you know, please go along to the next. And it's just, that's not freedom. I shouldn't have to give my government-issued ID and have it mag-scanned to just simply go and have a piece of paper.
Well, see, they've made it all about voter fraud, which is tiny compared to election fraud. It's the system, but again, they make it all about keeping the people from voting.
Well, it's a system, it's control, it's manipulation. And it's tyranny.
Well, they also, yes, in Florida, knocked over 100,000 blacks off the rolls who didn't even have criminal records.
Of course. And in Florida, I mean, because this is New World Order ground zero. I mean, chemtrails in the skies. Yes, rampant fluoride. Biometric scanners when you go down to all your, you know, the Americans love all their theme parks. Biometric scan.
Statewide, they're scanning all your plates as you drive down the road.
Exactly. Not even a mile away. From the main intersection of my neighborhood, cameras right there, locked on as soon as you pull up. And that in itself, because, I mean, of course, going back to the anthrax, yes, that was more sobs, more control. But at the same time, the same people that tell you that anthrax, which is the biological Al-Qaeda, and that's Bin Laden of biologics, they tell you that fluoride, chemtrails, Ron Paul, the CFR, all these things are just conspiracy theories and don't. Because everyone knows, I mean, David Rockefeller, everyone knows this, he didn't commend the media for their involvement, he commended them for their lack of involvement. And it's frustrating, Alex, but you know what? You stand up to them, your daily life will win because God will honor that.
Absolutely. Great call. Thank you so much, Tony. Mark, Joey, Mike, Chris, and others. Your call straight ahead right here on the GCN Radio Network, truthnews.us, jonesreport.com, infowars.net.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little time. toy.
You play with my world.
You put a gun in my hand.
Like it was your toy.
And you hide from my eyes.
But you run fast.
And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
All right, I want to go back to your calls.
Like Judas of old.
Yeah, they flaunt it in our face. I mean, when the head CFR minion over the Homeland Security Development Package, Gary Hart, former Senator Gary Hart, wrote a letter 3 months ago. Remember that? We didn't make a big enough deal about that. He wrote a letter to Iran saying, our government stages terror attacks in the past. Don't just think because 80% of the American people are against attacking you that there won't be some provocation. You've got to ask yourself, do we stage provocations? I mean, that is just open now. They know, the public knows. They know, the world knows. So they just say, hey, I mean, it was the thinnest veil. They didn't even hide it. They didn't even, it's just there. And that is a psychological tactic to make you feel helpless, to just scare all the other criminal organizations in the hierarchy as well. Just look at them. They're openly admitting it. Because they know the dumbed-down public won't even understand what it means when they admit it. And for the rest of us, it's just like, oh, my gosh. And then even their own criminal system gets freaked out by that. It's just ultimate arrogance, hubris. Let's talk to Mark in Vermont, then Joey, Chris, Justin, and others. Mark in Vermont, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I want to thank you for bringing me my new heroes. I've been listening for maybe about 6 months, and you've brought me John Taylor Gatto, who's a great new hero to me, and Bev Harris, and Naomi Wolf, and yourself. So thanks. And what I want to talk about is one of the things that I'm concerned about is that even if Ron Paul can win, even if things can change in the upper executive branch of the government, I'm sitting in a little creepy little town in Vermont that is full of neocon jobs all over the place. And, you know, maybe we can win up top, but then, you know, are these little ones going to go away? We're going to have to, it's like a double fight now. We're going to have to knock the little ones away. I mean, I was actually told in an email, I decided to do some activism downtown. It's, I mean, actually, you gave me a great pointer one time. You told me about the Delphi technique, which that was a great. And so I would tell anybody to check up on the Delphi technique if they're going in to be involved in their community. Know that strongly. So I went down, and I mean, these are about putting art and community together and the merchants so that everybody tries to prosper in the downtown. And all I was getting was, don't talk to the merchants. Oh, I hear you've been talking to people, and that's not going to work around here. So, you know, even it's the tyranny is from top to bottom now, and the little ones, they think they can get away with it just as well. So I guess what it is you give us all the information, so now we need to take it and do what we need to. And so what more can we do locally to get these neocons who they think that they're just going to make it through? They're going to get to, you know, keep their little serfdom.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people who do find out about the New World Order on their own working in the system, and they make a conscious decision to serve it, to use it. Most people just decide to say yes, 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 and do whatever they're told within an organization to move up. And all over the nation, police will just walk up if you're on a street corner interviewing people and say, turn your camera off, you're not allowed to do this. Or if you're going in shops saying, hey, we need to get a community organization together of the merchants, and, yeah, the city council will send cops out to arrest you. Hey, you're not supposed to be talking to people. This is America. You don't have a right to talk to people. What are you, Al-Qaeda? And I think Americans who think they have all these rights need to go out and experience. Like I did a few months ago, the Austin cops walking up saying, okay, I'm going to arrest everybody here if you don't leave. I'm like, I have a right. I'm not blocking traffic. I'm on the sidewalk here. The governor's in there. Go ahead and arrest me. But I'm going to sue you. And I assure you that you're going to lose money. And I said, go ahead. It's your call. Let's go. And they backed off. And it wasn't some victory. This is disgusting. I was depressed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
Joey in Michigan, Chris in Atlanta, Georgia, Justin in Washington State, Steve in Colorado, Todd in North Carolina. Your calls are all coming up here in just a few minutes. Then I got a bunch of other news I want to cover. But getting back into a bunch of election fraud news, getting back into the Austin police, it was not fun having them come over and try to violate our First Amendment. I mean, it's scary, not in that I was physically scared, but scaring me for the country. That even though the Austin Police Department and the state police lost lawsuits back in 2000, 2001, because they would just arrest you. They tried the free speech zone thing here. Clinton had just started that, too. Just know, you know, first it's, well, if you want to shut down the main street, you know, Congress, whatever it's called, you know, Broadway in New York, and you want to have a parade, you get a permit. Totally reasonable. And then they decide when you can do it, how you can do it, if it's big enough. Because you're shutting down a whole road, and it's for an event. And it's city-sponsored. But see, after a generation of just that, then it was, oh, you need one to have 5 people on a street corner. Didn't matter if all the court rulings didn't say that. They just told the cops that. And then now, everywhere in this nation, they'll walk up in England. It's the same thing in Australia. They've openly said three or more people cannot congregate anywhere. That's called martial law. Martial law is when three or more people cannot congregate. That's one of its basic bedrock pillars or legs of the stool. And here come these cops, and we're out there bullhorning Rick Perry. And he's in a meeting inside an event for children, of course. And we're pointing out that he's just approved the HPV live cancer shot, live cancer virus shot that supposedly cures you of this, but they admit it doesn't. It's killed all these people. And so we're bullhorning about that. We're bullhorning how he just came back illegally from Bilderberg Group, violating the Logan Act, and how it was in the Dallas Morning News. You know, again, it exists. Oh, that kind of messes up your little play world where you said it didn't exist, those of you out there. News 8 Austin, it's all over TV, all over radio, AP. And the head cop walks over, and he says, listen, Alex, you need to go. And he knew what he was doing was unlawful. As he whispered it, he leaned over to me, and he said, you're going to have to go, or I'm going to arrest everybody here. You're not allowed to be here. And I said, well, wait a minute. The first cops that got here said, don't block the road, and we're not. We're not blocking the entrance here. You know, we got 100 people on this side, 100 people on that side of the street. And he said, listen, I'm going to arrest you and everybody here. And they had about 100-plus cops masked down in the parking lot about 100 yards away. They were getting ready in their gear and everything. Had paddy wagons showing up. And I go over to the Hill Country Reporter. It was a Hill Country magazine was there. And I said, he just said he's going to arrest all of us. We don't leave. And the guy goes, no, you've got a right to be here. The other officers just admitted that. He walks over to the head cop, and the cop goes, I didn't say that. Well, it turned out, even though the cop was saying it, whispering it to me, we had a camera 6 inches or 8 inches away, and they came right up with it, and we have him on tape saying it, and it's on YouTube now. So we have him saying he'll arrest us, trying to violate our First Amendment, and then we have him lying to the media and saying he's going to have us arrested. Then they just openly say, okay, fine. After we told them they were on tape, yeah, you're going to be arrested if you don't go. And I said, listen, you're violating the First Amendment. Believe me, I don't want to spend $10,000-$15,000 suing you personally, and I got lawyers that will sue you. I'm not the, you know, the ignorant public who you'll go out and get some local lawyer, they'll take their money and do nothing. And it's all on tape. I told them this. I said, don't make me spend all this money, but I give my word, if you violate my rights, and if you arrest me or anybody else here who's done nothing wrong, I'm going to personally sue you, 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 and you to the top cops right there. And I said, you need to go have a discussion, and you need to ask yourselves whether or not you want that to happen. And I said, and you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And I said, you're going to take me to jail, I'm going to take you to court. And I also told him, I said, don't feel sorry for yourselves and act like I'm not being reasonable. You're the one here in the United States of America. You know how many veterans have fought and died? How many women have lost their husbands, their fathers, their brothers? Our founding fathers didn't drag those guns through the snow with their shoes falling off of the trail of blood. And that was reported over 100 miles dragging giant cannons off Ticonderoga Mountain. They didn't drag those to fight the British for liberty and freedom, who were telling them they didn't have a right to assemble, by the way. That's how a lot of it started. So you could sit here in this country and come up to me and tell me that I don't have a First Amendment. Just because you're wearing that uniform doesn't make you God, and doesn't make it to where you can violate my free speech and my liberty. I want you to be a brother and a sister. I want you to live a good life. I want you to stop shooting your kids up full of mercury-filled shots. I care about you. I know you're just a human being like me. I want you to stop being lied to and told it's policy you can set up warrantless checkpoints. Or it's policy you can taser somebody if they just ask you a question and argue. Or it's policy that you can do this and that. Don't tase me, bro. As four cops are sitting on him and he's not resisting. They're saying put your hands behind their back while a cop is sitting on each arm. You're not allowed to go into a hospital if somebody won't give a urine sample and taser them five times till they do. Miami. Again, you've been brainwashed like the general public. And to have the police come up and tell me I don't have free speech. To have the police come up and tell me that it's just so painful. It shows you how far gone this country is. And then I had to risk, and they were seriously getting ready to all arrest us. And then a higher-level cop shows up and comes over to me and asks me to go on. Why don't you just go? And I said, look, you know he just threatened to arrest me. You're not allowed to. Just leave us alone. We're going to leave. We were already going to leave until he started doing this. We were already, by the way, we stayed 2 extra hours because of that. And he was more reasonable and left because he didn't want to get sued. But frankly, he probably would have arrested us if I didn't explain to him the law and spout some U.S. code at him. Again, I didn't feel powerful. Oh, I just stood up to the cops. I just backed a bunch of cops down. I just, you know, took control of the situation. I'm in control of the situation. You know, the police are all into that. They're power continuum, force continuum. They need to be in control, They are holding up society. Now, I was sick that night psychologically with disgust and was upset. You think I like having to have brinksmanship with cops? I have to defend the First Amendment. That's America. I was sick at you guys. They're lying to the media and pulling all that. You think I'm happy about it? You think I want you to be the bad man? You think I want to dislike you? You think I want to fear you? I know you're with me. I know you're with the people, whether you know it or not. I know you're under attack. I know what they're doing to you, and I know it's documented. I don't care how crazy it sounds. I know about the New World Order. These are bad people. This is a bad government. These are very, very ruthless, wicked people. And they're incrementally destroying you, and they're destroying me, they're destroying everybody, and I'm tired of it. And I don't need to have you saying you're going to arrest me. Now, I also choose my battles. I know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. New York has lost over 200 lawsuits and has paid out more than $50 million. You know what the federal and state courts do because there's so much precedent? If you're arrested for even an hour for peacefully demonstrating, do you know what the fine is? $250,000 personally on the cop. But see, New York pays that. In New York, they don't care. They'll arrest AP, American Spectator, conservative Fox News people, NPR reporters in 2004 at the RNC. They would just randomly scoop up whole just thousands of people and drag them. The cops would run mopeds into people, jump off, beat them, and say that they had assaulted them. Later it came out the feds were commanding them and had the FBI and CIA involved. They have lost hundreds and hundreds of suits. I'm in New York. I'm demonstrating on a city street. Fox News was stupid enough to have an outside event, live TV. And I knew when I walked up to that Fox News set, I knew I was getting arrested. I counted the cost there. And I didn't even threaten the cops. I didn't even say, I'm going to sue you. And because, see, here in Austin, they've lost suits, so that's why they've backed off. It doesn't even have an effect. They're in a deeper level of tyranny in New York City now, where they don't care. They don't care if it's illegal. They don't care how much money the city pays out. It's just your money to begin with. But you notice I still didn't back down there. Now, could I go sue them and spend $10,000-$15,000 and get $250,000? Yeah. Am I doing it? No. That would take too much time and energy. My goal here is not to make money. But in 2000, they started arresting people for demonstrating without permits, and we backed them off with lawsuits. And this is still somewhat of a free city. So here, where I could still have an effect, I was ready. And it was such a good move on the officer's part to back off, and because they were the ones attacking us. They were the ones trying to take our free speech. They were in our backyard. They were in our business. They were in the wrong. And as soon as they got out of the wrong, I left them alone. All right, it's a long story. The point is, I'll probably never tell it again. It's just, it's on YouTube. I forget the name of it. Hey, Aaron. Aaron, when you get a chance, Aaron, he can't hear me. He's got headphones on. Maybe we'll repost that. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. You can come on in here if you want. I got to get an intercom system in here. That's on YouTube with the police saying they're going to arrest me and then lying to the media. Remember? Yeah, it's up there. I've seen it. Can you bump around and find that and put it on Jones Report? Thanks a lot. What's that little tidbit you got there? Half of gold in central banks gone. Jerome Corsi. That's an interesting story. We ought to get Dr. Corsi on again. In fact, Fred was asking who I wanted on today, and I've been forgetting I wanted him on. Let's get him on. He called me this week, and we talked, and I forgot I wanted to set him up. Yeah, we'll post that up on Jones Report for you. If you actually see, seeing is believing. We'll actually document everything for you. All the claims that we make will be documented for you. All right, before I do go back to your calls and get into the huge election fraud news, it's on PrisonPlanet.com. Bev Harris calls for resignations in New Hampshire recount fiasco. Vote fraud expert convinced chain of custody is corrupt, says criminal enterprise is at work. Before I do that, I want to tell you about Interfood. It's the best green food out there, I've found, bar none, and I take it every day. So does Aaron, by the way. A lot of folks in the office here do. Just two little scoops, 20 different superfoods, dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, over 20 power-packed superfoods, amazing energy, amazing stamina, mental clarity. So much of the food we eat, even if it's organic, the soils have been debased. Not this. It's concentrated. It's fully absorbed by the body. Go to InfoWars.com and link through on the banner that's on InfoWars.com. We moved the banner over there. And you get 10% off by linking through there to the subpage on Interfood's website, enerfood.com. And if you order in bulk, you get another 20% off on top of that. Or give them a call at 866-762-9238. I've gotten other green foods in the past. They give me stomach aches, make me feel weird. They got speed-type stuff in them. I finally tried this. I'm like, oh, yeah, another green food company. Like, we've been trying to contact you for 3 years as a sponsor, so we sponsored other people on the network, but just try our green food. And so I said, okay, I'll try it. I was like, because I don't pitch stuff I don't believe in. And just amazing stuff. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or enerfood.com. And I might as well put a plug in for the videos while we're at it. There is only a few days left. In fact, it ends in, what, 2-3 days. 5 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv. You pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free. That's a special I came up with. It'll be 4 years. PrisonPlanet.tv has been operating in April. All my weekly TV reports, my local TV show, my in-studio interviews, my Sunday show we put up there, all of my films in super high quality. I mean, just go look at the trailers now for Endgame on PrisonPlanet.tv, the high bandwidth, the medium, and the low. The low looks super good, you know, 10 times better than Google Video. The high quality one looks almost as good as DVD. It's crazy. You can also burn it to disc, burn it to DVD, give copies of it to people. It's an armory, a fortress of resistance. It's a weapons cache in the info war. There is a war on for your mind, and PrisonPlanet.tv is a great place to, on vaccines or martial law or tyranny or finances, all the audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 5+ months free right now, and that deal ends in just a few days, PrisonPlanet.tv, or go get a trial membership for $5.95. That's the cost of 2 or 3 cups of Starbucks coffee. And remember, your support, all of you that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv, remember to use it. Remember to burn copies of the films. Remember to use it as the tool it was meant to be, A. And, B, I want to thank you because we couldn't operate without your support of PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a content distribution network, Mirror Image. They do a great job. So now the downloads are super, super fast. Used to, at 8, 9 at night, it might get slow sometimes. You won't find that now. And then we also have four other backup servers, or is it two on it? And then the CDN with over 1,000, something like 1,000 systems. That's how those CDNs work. You don't have a dedicated server. You have, you know, little pieces of a bunch of servers. It's just great, 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 great system. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get hard copies of America, Freedom to Fascism, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Loose Change, Final Cut. They're all available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can go there on the shopping cart, order it, we ship it out to you, UPS or USPS, your choice, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 to get hard copies. Bunch of great books and videos, tapes, films. We carry by others as well. So be sure and peruse this online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Again, 888-253-3139. You can also call that number and get the mailing address. We'll be back with your call straight ahead. Stay with me.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Joey in Michigan, and Chris, Justin, Steve, Todd, and others. You're on the air, Joey.
Hey, I'd like to commend you in pointing out the Prison Planet, and I'd like to tell everybody to go to the Philosophy of Liberty video. Because you own yourself, God willing. They don't have the right. I myself have been thrown in jail many times for butting horns with the authority figures. Right there in Austin, Texas, actually, for 10 years. But
You were thrown in jail for 10 years?
No, I lived in Austin, Texas for 10 years,
yeah.
But I was thrown in jail for butting heads with the authority figures, speaking my mind, you know. If you speak the truth, it scares people, and you end up getting in trouble.
Well, not for long, because either they're going to win and have total tyranny, or this is going to fall apart, because the people are waking up and seeing through it.
Well, Alex, I've been tortured in jail in Austin, Texas. I mean, they threw black bags over my head. They've shoved needles up my dick and called it.
Listen, sir, I appreciate your call, but if you don't respect this show and use crude terms, just don't call in. It's real simple. And by the way, I recognize voices from just one or two calls, and I know people have been calling in who've said similar things, and I recognize your voice. I've still let you talk. Just don't do it here, okay? A lot of children listening to this show. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Atlanta, Georgia. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes, I can.
Alex, first off, I just want to say it was a highlight of my life being with you in New York September 10th of 06 with you and your crew at Trade Center Plaza watching you do your thing. That was pretty inspirational.
Well, I better do a good job if it's the highlight of people's life. I don't think I do a very good job.
No,
thank you.
It was quite an event, and I do pray for the safety of your family as you put yourself at the tip of the spear. My comment is about Ron Paul. I was on the War Room last night, and I linked over to Ron Paul Racing, and I see that they're trying to get a Daytona, Ron Paul car, a Daytona 500, and I donated $100, and I sent the guy Scott an email, and he said he had the granny squad on it, but I think everybody listening to your show, if everybody's sending maybe $20 or $50 to put a Ron Paul car in the Daytona 500, you're going to get about 100 million people watching that race.
I hear you. I hear you. Anything else?
No, that's it. I'm just a big fan. You've really given me the red pill, and I think we need a 200-mile-an-hour red pill at the Daytona 500, and I think that Ron Paul race car. You know, they're going to have the number 28. That's Davey Allison's number, and that's been retired since the 90s. So that's going to be major media coverage just for that alone. And if Ron Paul's face is on that number 28 car, you can't buy that kind of advertising.
I hear you, and I appreciate it. Look, what needs to happen is people need to call the NASCAR Association, and they need to say, you've had Giuliani, you've had Mitt Romney, where at the start they'll have them go give a speech and then wave, and it's national TV. If Ron Paul's been getting double and even more, in some cases more than double, the votes in all these primaries than Giuliani, why is he getting all that attention? I could see Mitt Romney. He's been getting some pretty high numbers. So, see, instead of us having to pay for it, the media, and when you call them and go, hey, he's been on Jay Leno twice, hey, some people admit he deserves all this attention. You need to have Ron Paul at the Daytona 500. That's what needs to happen. I mean, it's fine and dandy to go finance some car, and there's been blimps and airplanes and all the rest of it. It's just we really, really need to demand that the media stop censoring Ron Paul. And that the media cover that there is evidence of election fraud in New Hampshire just out up on PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to talk to Justin, Steve, Todd, and others. Then I'm going to get into the election fraud in detail. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.